Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, Hantu fans. Yes, it's just me here this time round. Kyle is behind the camera. Still as handsome as ever. We're still in Kuala Lumpur right now, and we figured since we're here, let's visit our friend Uncle Zaku from Nanyang Vice.
Hello.
Hello, Uncle Zaku. How are you doing today?
Fine. Thank you, Wayne. All welcome right. to Club Kuala Lumpur also.
Thank you very much. We've eaten a lot. We'll probably eat a bit more before we leave also.
Yeah.
But yeah, today we figured since we're here, since we're in Uncle Zaku's very, very impressive studio, one man show this guy, we figured, why not? Let's do a mini dead air, a dead gasp maybe. And since we're here, let's have Uncle Zaku tell us a bit about Nanyang Vice, tell us a bit of his ghost stories, and exclusively for you guys out there, all you Hantu fans, this is the first time, right? First time you're telling ghost stories in English?
Yes. That's so right. Please don't mind, my English is not very good or very smooth. Okay, not very fluent, although I did learn English in the school. But I returned most of the part back to our teachers.
you say that, I've been talking to you since just now, your English is actually very good.
Thank you. Very humble. Okay, my name is Uncle Zaku. So I host a Mandarin podcast called Nanyang Vice, Nanyang Qiwen. It is hosted on major podcast platform. Okay, you can find it there. So though most of the audience are from Taiwan, but we also have, some audience in Malaysia and Singapore, and they are very kind and very supportive. So I thank you, all of them. I did the podcast for about 2.5 years, not as long as Ghost Maps and Dead Air. I'm still learning from them because they are my example.
We're learning from you also.
Okay. So my podcast, the content is most... beginning some of the sharing some of the urban legends and true crimes until about after 1 year, then I'll slowly put in my fictional suspense or horror stories because this is my kind of monetizations. I'm not sure whether that some of your the audience know about susuk, this kind of black magics, okay, because in Malaysia it's very popular. Susuk is like kind of a treatment for women or for men also. They put very small needles, most likely made in precious metal, like gold. They insert it into your body to give you some enhancement. Most of the women will looking for, let's say, beauty. Okay. Like we call it facial. Yeah. Enhancements, surgery, light surgery, and also keep you not getting old. Okay, and also for guys, they will give you fortune, easy to get money, or very lucky, or very attractive to women.
Where in the body do they put the needles?
Most of the time, as I learned from the story, they are put on the face, the forehead, between your nose and the gigi.
Okay.
Then, and some they will put on the body. Okay. What I learned from KK, okay, because actually I worked in Sabah KK for many years, about 7 to 8 years. Opposite KK, the port, there is a island called Pulau Gaya. They are most likely most of the residents there are the people that without the IC.
Right.
Without the IC, we call it unregistered citizens. Citizens. But during the era of Mahathir, they will give them IC free just to want them to work for the government. This is an undisclosed secret, but everybody knows already. Okay. So a lot of people there actually, because they are very low income workers, they do very hard job, so they have no money to pay for standard medicines or treatment. They will go, if they have any problem, they will go for their own bomo. And a lot of bomo, they will do the black magic stuff. Okay. So we did heard a story about the construction workers who are very ill, sick for treatment in the hospital. Because he is very ill until bomo cannot treat him. So they have to go for the government hospitals. So the hospital doctor put him into a checkup, do an x-ray scan, then found his body got a lot of metal object in his chest and his shoulders. Then they ask, what is this? Then only the guys will tell that this is what they call the suso. He asked for the bomo to do the praying kind of thing. Insert, I don't know how they insert that thing into his body, because there's no scars or anything you can see on his body. Okay, but he claimed that after he did this kind of treatment, he gained power to lift heavy objects so that he can earn enough money to feed for himself and his family.
Wow.
This is very superstitious. I don't know how. And did also, I heard from the dentist doctor, he had a patient that the teeth is broken, need to replace. He checked because he eat a lot of those bing lang, what do you call? Okay. Sweets, yes. Mm. It will cause your teeth tooth to rot. Yes. So he go for a checkup, the doctor said, okay, this teeth must remove. So he put in on the painkiller.
Yeah.
Okay. Then want to remove the tooth. But the doctor tried a lot of ways, still cannot put out the tooth. He don't know why. Use force, use whatever, cannot put out. So he said, maybe there's something wrong. He said, okay, I give up now. Let's do an x-ray first. See what's wrong. Maybe your tooth got weird position, kind of thing. Then only he found that between his tooth all here, this part.
The jaw.
The jaw. Got a lot of the metal needle there.
Huh.
Okay. Then the guy said, oh, now he remember a lot of years ago, he did perform this suso in his jaw to actually gain fortune, earn money.
Wow.
He did live a quite good life, but he forgot about it. Okay. Then he remember during he performed this surgery from the bomo, bomo gave him a talisman to wear to protect him. So he said, since he want to remove the jaw, the tooth, but cannot, the dentist cannot take it out, he take down his talisman.
Yeah.
Then ask the doctor, the dentist, to try again. Now it's very easy. One push, then it come out already. And then after he put out the tooth and do an x-ray again, all the needle in his jaw is disappeared. Cannot find. So it really cannot explain.
So once you take out, all gone.
All gone. So as far as I know, the susuk thing, no matter you put in or remove, have to be done by the bomo.
So it always has. So that's why you cannot see the scars or everything.
Yes,
so
you cannot see. Okay. All the doctor cannot figure out how they put it in and how they remove it. It's still a myth.
How long after he removed his teeth did he realize that all needles gone?
I don't know. I heard it from the dentist. Because usually what they discover is most likely from the dentist. Because when they tooth pain, they will do x-ray. Without x-ray, you cannot see. Okay. Then, got second stories. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a bit about funeral. Because in Malay, actually, they are very particular about the funeral things. They treat the death very respective.
Yeah.
So, this story is what I heard from one of my friends. He say in a very small village, there is a senior, very old, like 80 or 90 years old. He died alone in his house, in the rumah tinggi. Okay. For some times, and only realized by the neighbors like 2 or 3 days ago. So started got some spell lah.
Where was his house again?
Somewhere in rural, I think it's Kelantan or somewhere. Okay, very far away village. So, because he's alone and without any relatives, so the funeral have to be handled by the village elder.
Yeah.
Okay. So they will help him lah. So, based on the Malay their belief, the body have to be buried within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So of course, how they buried, they have to perform a traditional they call gusa. First, you have to actually clean the body with the water.
Yeah.
At least three times.
Yep.
Okay. And then you let it dry. After dry, then you will do perform a they call kafan. Kafan is you use a white cloth, then put a lot of camphor. Camphor, okay? And then also the power sandalwood and also some sin oil without the alcohol to give it some nice smell.
Yeah.
To cover the rotten smell.
Yeah.
Then wrap the body nicely. After that, then you have to ask the ustaz, they call ustaz, to read janazah. It's like a death prayer for the body.
Yeah.
Okay. After that, then only they will arrange the burial.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So they did all everything for this senior, but after they complete, the time is already late. It's about evening. So they decide to do the burial next day in the morning. Okay. So of course, how do they do with the body? They will leave it in the senior's house in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Then they will the village elder ask for four youngsters to actually, how to say, monitor.
Yeah.
Okay. To pay him. They pay him. Say, okay, I give you $30, 30 ringgit. Four of you come to this house, stay there until the next day.
Wow.
Okay. To stay with the elder. La. So the four youngsters, I just named two of them Abu and Ali. La, okay. Because they want to earn easy money. Okay. So the elder said, pay you half. Then after complete the bureau, I pay you the rest. Okay, but the British elder advised them. There are three rules that you must follow. Okay, cannot kacau-kacau. Don't main-main.
Yeah, yeah.
You must follow. Okay, the first one, four of you, stay there for the night. Cannot sleep. You must be awake. If you really tired, you really want to sleep, just take turn. At least one of you must be awake. Okay, the second condition is, The body of the senior when he's lying on his bed, around the bed, the ustaz actually put some powder around, white powder. He didn't explain what powder is it. He said those powder cannot be removed, cannot be wiped away.
Okay,
they have to stay there. Okay, and cannot be interrupted. Taken. Okay. The third one, the condition is, during the night, no matter what happened inside or outside, no matter who call you, don't go out of the house.
Wow.
Do not leave the house.
Ayo, my hair stand already.
Okay.
Everyone start my hair stand
already. They say, even your ibu call you, don't go out, don't answer. Okay. So the four youngster, they felt a bit curious. They say, why? Then the elder just say, don't ask. Okay. Yeah. Do saja. Okay. Jangan jawab. Okay. Jangan tanya. Okay. So the four of them, they want easy money. Okay, fine. We will just stay there. Okay, they just do. Okay. At the night, of course, four of them stay there. Because this long time ago, they have no mobile phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they do? They just talk shit.
Talk
shit things. Until like, talks about midnight, 1 o'clock. They're starting to feel tired, sleepy. So the first one, they say, okay, three of you continue to talk. I go sleep first. They sleep at the living room. La. They sleep at the corner. About an hour later, another one feels sleepy. Okay. And then the balance of the two is Abu and Ali. They will laugh at the other. Say, you two of you so weak. Why so weak? Why so late? Okay. An hour later, Ali also tired. Then only Abu left. Now Abu feels play out. He feels himself stupid. Because three of you can sleep first. Now I have to stay awake. Right?
Wow, Ali, I thought you partner with him.
Now he got play out already. Okay? So he's very regret. Lah, okay? But no choice, he has to stay awake. Okay. Then suddenly, he felt a wind blow into the house. So the old time, the all the wooden house, the wood, the window panel are wood, made by wood.
Yeah.
So when the wood, the wind blow in, they will see passing. Okay, very 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 loud. So he stand up and go to shut all the windows. Okay, shut it down, and then also go into the senior's bedroom to check. Because he afraid the wind will blow all the powder away.
Yeah.
So he go and shut the windows, check all the powder. Okay, still there, still attached, no problem. So he feel relief. He come back to the living room. Okay, but before he leave the bedroom, he also check on the senior's body lah. He smell the scenes, but also smell some funny rotten smell lah. And because you see, after they wrap the body, it look like pochong. Right, yeah. So he will feel a bit scary. So he don't dare to stay there. He just shut the door, stay at the living room, stay with his friend, although they are still asleep. Okay. Then after a while, Abu feel he want a piece.
Wow.
But the whole night you still awake. You sure you want a piece? Okay, now the problem is the toilet is not in the house. Outside. It's outside. So how? When he want to go out, he remember the elders tell him, never go out of the house. Then what do we do? He go and fire glass bottle. Okay. Ayoy. Use the glass bottle to, okay, kencing lah, okay. Though very funny, very embarrassing, but of course, all his parents are asleep. So he can take care of this one, okay. During he take his pee in the corner of the living room, then he suddenly heard a sound coming from the ceiling. So of course he's very scared. Boop, something dropped on the floor. Then he realized it's a cat. Okay. The cat is his house cat. His house cat's called what name, I think? Oh, they call it Safi. Okay. So now he realized
it's Abu's house cat.
Abu's house cat. Because he was running around the village. Okay. Don't know why. He come to the elder's house, then drop on the floor. Okay. Although it's scary. But now Abu realized it's his house cat. He feel relief. Okay. He take his piece, completed, put back the glass bottle in the corner. Okay. Then they want to cuddle his cat. Just nothing to do. Okay, back to cuddle his cat. Now his cat run around the house and then sleep outside. Because the door, wooden door, is not totally shut. So there's a small space there. The mouse can go out. The cat can go out. So once Safi ran out the house, Abu want to chase him. When he reached the door, then he remembered, the elder told him, never ever leave the house. Then how? Then he will think, okay, because this elder's house, they got two doors. Now, the main door actually is one wooden door and then also another steel door. A bar. Usually there are two. Steel bar door is outside.
Like gate like that.
Like gate, yes. So, when he opened the wooden door, the iron gate still blocked there. So he can see outside. He see the cat walking outside at a field party there. Then he's rethinking whether he want to go out or not. Okay. Then he will think, it's my house cat, ma. Right? And then outside nobody, ma. If I sneak outside, catch him and come back, should be okay, ma. If I leave it outside there,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Help. Unfortunately, if let's say some snake eat the cat, then how? Because there's a lot of ula, a lot of snakes in the village. Okay, so he want to go out to catch the cat. Then this time, Ali wake up. Because he opened the door, there's got noise. And Ali said, hey, what are you want to do? Then Abu tell him, I want to catch my cat. My cat is outside. Okay. Then Ali said, don't lah. Do you remember elder tell you, don't go outside? Why? Where is your cat? Ali come next to Abu and look outside the door. Then all of a sudden, Ali face turn pale, like see some scary shit. Then he just retreat back down, back off and shut the door and push Abu away. Then Abu is very curious. He said, wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? Just Abu is so scared. He don't want to talk. And he just retreat to the corner of the house. Then, beginning of that moment, they heard somebody knocking on the door. Then, of course, the other two asleep one also wake up. They feel, what's wrong? Why in the middle of the night, somebody knocking the door? Do you dare to open the door? Abu, he want to try to open the door and see what's wrong. But he also remember the elder tell him that no matter who call you or do whatever, don't go outside. Okay, so four of them are actually share the skit out of them. They don't dare to go out and don't dare to answer the door. And the door knocking is getting stronger and heavier. So four of them, they scared until they hold each other in the corner for quite some long time, like I think 10 to 15 minutes. Until it stops. They don't know how long it takes, but it stops. Okay? And they don't dare to check outside. They just ask Ali, what did you saw? What did you saw? So Ali told them, when he go to the door and look at the direction that Abu pointing at, supposed to be the cat.
Yeah.
He said he saw two pochong. He said he saw one pochong standing there. Right, looking right to his eyes. That's why he's so scared. But where is the pochong coming? He don't know. So they will just stay at the corner until the end of the night, until they fell asleep. Then only in the morning, the village elder come in to knock the door. Then only they wake up. But they, of course, at first they don't dare to open the door until the village elder call them, say, hey, buka pintu lah, sudah pagi lah, sudah okay lah, okay, buka. Then only they dare to open the door. They see the village elder came there. Then of course they are very scary. They tell them about what they encountered last night. Then the village elder heard it, and he said, okay, fine, don't worry. Don't talk about this first. Four of you go back to your home, take a shower, take a rest. Let the builder complete first. Then I only tell you what's happened last night. So four of them, they're curious. They ran back home, take a bath, eat their breakfast. I cannot sleep. They're so scared. Until the builder of the senior finish everything, the praying done. Okay. Then the village elder tell the four kids what's happened last night. He suspect, okay, the elder suspect, because he know the elder, the senior very well for a long time. He said, that senior, when he is young, when he was young, he did some, he did some wrong things, driving recklessly.
Okay.
So it caused an accident and somebody died, a very tragic accident. But the senior, during that time, when he was young, he doesn't admit his fault. He thought it is somebody's fault. Okay, so he caused his death. And he got away with it. He did got away with it. But when he grow older, he start to think back what he did. He feel regret. He feel remorse. So the elders know about these things. Okay, so he already suspect that maybe the death will come back to haunt him. So they did some preparation there. So he said, no matter four of you, at the encounter is normal. Okay. So, and also advise them, do not do this kind of the same mistake. Do some reckless driving during when you are young. So they learn these lessons.
Very brave are these four people. You pay me don't know how much, so I won't stay in the house.
Well, you look among people.
Yeah. But like, wow, no.
And before you know anything, actually it's a very easy money.
But still, I like, no. What the pochong he saw outside was the person in the car accident last time.
They suspect he's the one.
Yeah.
Okay, because he will keep on coming back, haunt them. Maybe it haunt the senior when he in his dream.
Yeah.
We don't know. Okay. Okay. Now I tell you a second story or third story.
Third story.
Okay. Yeah. I heard it is from Singapore. Okay. Yeah. But I'm not familiar with Singapore.
Okay. Which part of Singapore?
I don't know. Because this is about a bus driver.
Alamak, no. Okay.
A bus driver, okay. Okay. They say he's a Malaysian, Malay. His name is Muhammad. He from JB, he go to Singapore look for work. So he was employed as a bus driver. So I don't know which line. Because I'm not familiar with that. Okay. He said a few months is okay. Everything seems normal. But until a day, the company shift his timetable. Shift it to drive at night. A night shift. Yeah. He checked the line. People say that the line will pass through a very haunted cemetery. I'm not whether it's Bukit Brown or not.
No,
not that one.
Loud from outside. Carl's like, no. You know which one already.
Okay.
Lim Chukang.
I don't know. Okay. So Muhammad, he's a Malaysian, but he don't know. Okay. His senior look at his timetable. He said, "Oh shit." Then he tapped his shoulder and said, good luck to you.
Okay,
he advised him. So he asked, what's wrong? Why everybody advised me? Look like I got some shit.
Yeah.
So the senior just tell him, okay, sabar, okay. So I advise you, when you drive during the night, if you got a passenger, it's okay. But once in a while, if your bus is empty, and when you drive through somewhere, they call what? Pusat Raman. I don't know what is Pusat Raman. Maybe it's a municipal hall or something. There is a T junction or it's a T junction or a crossroad. When you turn right, you will see a bus stop there. His senior advised him, if your bus is without any passenger, it's empty, when you pass to that bus stop, you must stop. You must stop there, open the door, close it, and continue driving. This is like a ritual. You must do. You must follow. If your bus is empty, lah. Okay. So Muhammad asked him, why? Why must do this? The senior just said, don't care lah. Jangan tanya. Ini bagi duit kamu. Simpan duit bagi kamu.
Yeah.
I give you money. You just follow. So that night, Muhammad drives his bus on the same on that line. So at the beginning, everything is okay. So the passenger come and go up and down. Right before the bus stop before Pusat Raman, the last passenger got down the bus. So now the bus is empty. Okay. Muhammad continued to drive. Because the bus is nobody there, no passenger, he start humming some songs. Na 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 na. Okay. Then the bus came to the Pusat Raman junction. He turned right, continued going. Then he see that bus stop. But he forgot to stop. He forgot to stop. Because he keep humming the song. He thought nobody. He will increase the speed, go back to the station, then he can finish his shift. Right? But all of a sudden, when he's driving, he heard the ring. When but somebody want to get off the bus, you have to add the bell, right? Ding. He feels strange, right? He looked at the mirror and said, nobody at the car. He started feeling curious. Then later, ding, again. He already can't start shaking. Then later, the bell keep ringing and the frequency is more frequent. But he cannot see anybody touching the bell, you know.
At this point, he already passed Pusat Raman.
Already passed. Okay, he's driving like on the road. No car, nothing there. So he remember that he did not stop at the bus stop. Now what should he do? Okay, he forgot. Now what should he do? He's thinking that, am I make the mistake? What should I do to make amends? So now he stopped the car right next to the roadside. Then he look at the mirror again, check, really there's nobody in the car. Okay, now he's shaking already. Yeah. He pressed the button, open the door. Okay. Now, he expects some. Maybe there's something, the spirit in the car want to get down the bus.
Yeah.
Okay. he felt that if there's this, the spirit want to get out of the bus, he will pass by him because he's the driver, the door is next to him. So he's already shaking. He don't want to look at the spirit. So he keep his eyes closed and count from 1 to 10. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then a dead silence. He heard nothing at all. Feels like nothing passed through him. Then he slowly opened his eyes and looked at the mirror. Nothing. Then he looked at the door. Also, nothing there. Then he feel a bit relief.
Yeah.
He closed the door. Okay. Then he start his engine, continue driving. But his heart is pumping like crazy. Yeah. Pumping like crazy. Yeah. During this drive from that moment onwards until he back to the station, the bell never ring again. Never ring again. So he back to the station, he end his shift, he had to go back to the house. But he's full of question. He's full of question that did he did something wrong? Did he already make his amend? He got a lot of questions need to answer. So he go back home but cannot sleep. He wait until morning shift. He know his senior is coming on the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
He returned to the bus station and look for his senior and ask him, "Hey, abang, I tanya you kalau saya pass to itu bus station kalau saya tak stop, apa akan jadi? If I pass through, what will happen?" Also, the senior said, "Oh, if you pass through, you did not stop, the bell will ring." Okay. Then the Muhammad said, "Oh yeah, but the bell did ring." Then the senior tell him, "Why? Kenapa you already tahu? Kenapa?" He said, "Because I did not stop." "I did not stop. So please tell me if I did not stop the bell ring, what will happen?" Then the senior quiet for a while. Then we tell him, "It will follow you back home." So Muhammad, very scared the shit out of himself. He quit the job and returned back to JP. He don't want to drive, be a bus driver anymore.
Wow, I surprised his senior never scold him. If I the senior, so I scold. Okay.
So you know there's this line actually exists.
Yeah.
It is an actual base. Oh, Pusat Aman.
Pusat Aman, yeah. So it's... I'm looking at the location now. You see how close to the cemetery it is.
So it's
just a short drive away from the cemetery already. So Choa Chu Kang, Lim Chu Kang cemetery down there. So that whole area, right, is there's almost nothing down there. You got maybe like a couple of bus stops. But mostly it's just like straight road. And then like every once in a while, like you said, we'll have the junction down there. But You go during the day already, right? Already so quiet. At most you see, right, you'll see people will drive into the cemetery and everything, but outside almost nothing. So if you go at night,
I feel uneasy.
I cannot. I think already the moment you say where it is already, right? The moment you say Lim Chu Kang that side, right, I can roughly picture where Pusat Ramadan is gonna be already. Then the moment you tell me my hair standing. But yeah, it's empty. It's just all cemetery down there.
I see. Whoa. At first, I thought it's Bukit Brown. So there's another cemetery that's more haunted.
Yeah. Bukit Brown more haunted, but Bukit Brown, I think, is more haunted. But I think Lim Chu Kang, Choa Chu Kang, that side down there, even though it's very quiet at night. And then if you don't think about this kind of thing, right, maybe quite peaceful also. But if you're driving down there,
luckily, next time, when I go to Singapore, I won't take the bus.
It's in one corner of Singapore. So if you want to go down there, right, I think you must take like several different buses also to go.
I see. Thank God.
And anybody, if you come to Singapore, anybody say, "Hey, you want to go Lim Chu Kang?" You just tell, no. I'm very busy. Must go back KL already. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This is all my story I have to share. Thank you.
Your story. Daytime some more. It's day right now. He's telling me the story. I can actually feel my hair stand twice already. But yeah, so all these stories, all you how long have you been doing this already? Like 2-3 years already, right?
2.5 years. Oh. 2.5 years. But I rarely share goal story in my podcast. Mm. Because my podcast is most likely about some ghosts or even monster or creature in the urban legends.
Yeah,
My fictional story also most likely is about monsters and some human interaction kind of thing.
Yeah.
So this kind of story, I reserve it for Ghost Maps.
Thank you. Thank you. Tonight now I cannot sleep already. They're in on Singapore.
Yeah.
No, but thank you so much, Uncle Zaku, for having us in your home, in your studio. It's so nice to meet you in person.
Yes. Thank you. I also happy to meet Wayne and Carl. So I also looking forward next time I can visit you all, Hantu fans in Singapore.
Yes. Before we finish, you want to tell us again, like where everybody, so is your Nanyang Vice is in Mandarin completely, right?
Yes, in Mandarin completely. Okay. And then you can actually listen to it, search on it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube also. And then, of course, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel because I have a very few subscribers.
For now, we'll grow, confirm.
Thank you. Okay. Please support us and also support Ghost Maps. Okay. Then we hope the podcast, this industry will go larger in Singapore and Malaysia.
Yeah. Uncle Zaku, thank you so much.
Thank you. Vin.
All right. Take care.
Take care. You too.
If you want to stay up to date on Hantu and listen to our other podcasts like Ghost Maps, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Hantu or click the links in the description. Dead Air is a Hantu production, hosted by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with album art by Jolin Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.